In India, at least 31 people have been killed after a group of Hindus attacked a mosque and a village with Muslim residents in a northern Uttar Pradesh state. Police say the death toll is expected to rise as more than 50 people have been injured. Reports say the violence started after the death of several Hindu villagers who had allegedly protested the verbal harassment of local women. More than 90 people have been arrested to prevent violence from spreading to neighboring villages. Authorities say several villages are under curfew after Indian Army soldiers were deployed to the area. In 1992, Uttar Pradesh witnessed some of the worst religious clashes in India after a Hindu bomb attacked an ancient mosque. Earlier, we spoke to our correspondent in New Delhi to get an update about the situation in the violence-hit region. Take a listen.
The total area is under a thick blanket of security cover, and a strict curfew has been imposed since the incident that took place on Sunday, and which has further compounded by more communal violence. If you see, Uttar Pradesh is well known for communal violence, and communal violence cases take place in Uttar Pradesh in back and forth. It's nothing new. In Uttar Pradesh, you could see violent riots going in back and forth. Every month you will hear many people die because of communal clashes. So this is nothing new, but at the moment, the situation seems pretty tense, but at least 5,000 security personnel have been deployed in the whole area. And the violent clashes are further there. It's been said that it's expected that they could further increase if there will be a little leniency in curfew, because at least 30 people have died and at least 50 people are injured. And it's expected that more injuries will come with the course of time. Back